Thanks for joining us on The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge, your hosts today for the next 5 minutes or so, reminding you about the Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. It's the 102nd annual event, the 21st through the 27th, so coming up in just a couple of weeks. Don't forget PRCA Rodeo at 7 p.m. nightly, Wednesday, July 24th through Saturday, July 27th. Check it out, daysof76.com.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not the flashy, full-color, fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters, providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing: valuable, timely information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace their rancher style once you see their content. Check them out online, tsln.com. Get your subscription now. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Here we are moving along through summer, and the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to plan a trip down to Cherry County, Nebraska. Go to visitvalentine.org to find out 50 things to do. Lots of motel rooms, lots of campsites, and some Airbnbs as well. Check it all out. Find your path to adventure here in Cherry County, Nebraska at visitvalentine.com.
Make sure when you come down to Valentine, you tell them Kim and Mike sent you there. Indeed. Hey, Mike. Bubba and Johnny Ray were sitting on the front porch drinking beer when a large truck hauling rolls and rolls of sod went by.
Sod?
Sod.
Like grass? Okay.
Yeah, like grass. "I'm going to do dat when I win the lottery," says Bubba. "Do what?" Johnny Ray asks him. "Send my grass out to get mowed."
That would be handy, wouldn't it?
Indeed.
Sometimes I think we just need some AstroTurf there.
Yeah.
The 68th annual Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota, August 3rd, 1 p.m. Mountain Time. The gates will open at 11, the grand entry at 12:30. Lots and lots of things to take advantage of, and you can find out all about it at hotrnd.com. That's the Champions Ride and Home on the Range in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
To get to the other side. Everybody knows that.
Well, actually, it all depends on who you ask.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, Tony Bullitt sent this, and he's got from different opinions. For example, if you ask Colonel Sanders why the chicken crossed the road, what might he say?
To get away from him.
He would say, "I missed one."
Oh.
Yeah. How about Plato?
Plato, the philosopher?
Yeah.
I don't know.
He would say, "For the greater good."
Okay.
Okay, and how about John Paul Sartre? "In order to act in good faith and be true to itself, the chicken found it necessary to cross the road."
I don't think it overthought it.
I don't either. What would Dr. Seuss say?
Oh, I can't imagine what that would be funny.
No. Did the chicken cross the road? Did he cross it with a toad? Yes, the chicken crossed the road, but why he crossed, I've not been told.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, what would O.J. Simpson say?
What chicken?
It didn't. I was playing golf with it at the time. These are just funny. Okay, why did the chicken cross the road? If you asked Darwin with Darwin's theory, it was the logical next step after coming down from the trees. Darwin,
I don't think that's part of the evolutionary theory.
Yeah, didn't we all come from
apes? But I don't think it went from an ape to a chicken. So I don't know. Anyway.
Well, we're talking Darwin, and
that's
it's just
true.
A joke.
Okay.
Yeah, don't get too serious. Jerry Seinfeld, why does anyone cross a road? I mean, why doesn't anyone ever think to ask, what the heck was this chicken doing walking around all over the place anyway? And my last one, what would Grandpa say? In my day, we didn't ask why the chicken crossed the road. Someone told us that the chicken crossed the road, and that was good enough for us.
We took their word for it.
That's right.
I have some scientific observations for you today. Did you know that scientists now believe that at any given time, 2% of the Earth's water is in Tupperware containers being removed from the dishwasher?
I agree.
The part totally. That always spills out.
Yes.
And we've reached an oddly secure place as a species when we're rooting for the number of tigers and lions in nature to increase.
You got me. Yeah, that makes you stop and think, doesn't
things,
it?
Animals that might eat us. And
yeah, that's right.
Wearing a suit to your job used to be something of a status symbol. Now being able to wear jeans and a t-shirt is.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's something to think about as well. The term, no offense, has a 0% success rate. You've already offended them.
Yes, exactly.
And if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. And keep listening for another edition of The Good Stuff.